Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Live 101.5, your morning mess, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
And Noe Gnome.
Let's say good morning to Amanda.
Morning. Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, hon. So we hear you have some issues or speculation with your boyfriend there?
Yes. You know, Chris and I have been in a relationship for a while, but things were going really, really well. But now I feel like he's maybe stepping out of the relationship. Recently, one day he came home from work and he was telling me all about this girl at his job, complaining about her. He was like kind of angry, like couldn't stop talking about her, talked to me about her for hours, couple days out of the week. And the first time he told me about her, he ended the conversation with, "Oh, well, at least she's hot."
What?
Okay.
Yeah, so of course my woman's intuition is like, "Oh, so you think this girl is hot." You know, everyone has that little suspicion about work wives and work friends and mm-hmm. things like that.
Okay.
And, I've never met anyone from his job. He's never taken me to an office party or anything like that.
Mm.
So my red flags went up and I'm just like, what's happening? And I keep asking him about the girl at work. And ever since he kind of said that, he's been like, oh, a little vague, like, she's fine. Nothing.
Hmm.
Never talked
is,
about
is she
her.
Hot? Have you stalked her?
No, I'm trying to, but
that's very fair.
I can't find her on Facebook. I can't find her on LinkedIn. I can't find her on Instagram.
Damn.
Oh, you need that FBI best friend.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. And just real quick, how long have you been with your boyfriend again?
For a year and a half.
And you haven't gone to... I haven't seen anything about his work or anything? Like, at least the last holiday party or something last year's?
He works in a warehouse, so they don't really have,
you know,
like, fancy get-togethers that you would bring your significant other to. Kind of like, yeah.
Or maybe that's what he's saying to you, to be quite honest with you.
I mean, you could be right.
Yeah.
What's this girl's name? What's his coworker's name? Do you know it?
Jessica.
Jessica? Does she spell it with a K or a C?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, you don't know? Because girls are spelled Jessica with a K.
Right.
Ooh.
Totally different from the C's.
I've been assuming it's a C. It could be a K. Restart my process.
Yes.
Or it could just be that regardless, if there's some cheating going on, it's not because there's a C or a K. It's because this guy is being ridiculous. But is there any other thing that's going on in your relationship that's making you feel like that? Like, is he paying less attention to you or not as much bedroom activity or something?
Well, it seems like he's less excited about Christmas than he was last year. He's not, like, trying to pick my brain for gifts. He's not trying to, you know, come to my family's dinner. And he came to my family's dinner last year. This year he's like, yeah, I'm going to fly back to Florida. So, you know, it seems like he's more distant around the holidays and a time where you're supposed to be lovey-dovey and all kinds of stuff like that.
Okay.
Sounds like this guy's ready to risk it to get Jessica with a case biscuit.
Oh, my God.
Maybe her biscuit's in
he
Florida. If he does, is this one and done? Are you going to give him a chance or?
If he cheated on me?
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Just done?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, good girl.
You know, it's unacceptable to me.
That's fair. I mean, and you don't have to commit to that because you never really know what happens unless it actually, like, happens. And we have counseling services if there's something going on. But, okay, if you really do feel like you're suspecting he's doing something and you want us to call him up, that's what we can do for you, girl.
Yeah. I'm not Cardi B. I'm going to leave you the first time.
Ooh, snap.
Okay.
Okay. I'm kind of shook.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
I do kind of stand for you, girl.
All right. Well, let's call your boyfriend, Chris. We're going to offer him a free romantic staycation, and then we're going to ask him that one question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
And hopefully he puts your name, Amanda, on a reservation and not Jessica with a K or any other name for that matter.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so hold on right there. We got to get his number from you. Ladies and gentlemen, we got that staycation set up next with your morning mess. It's Live 101.5, your morning mess, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Noe Gnome.
Back with a staycation set up moments ago. We spoke to Amanda, who suspects her boyfriend Chris of cheating on her. I don't know why the hell any man would tell his lady that someone he works with is hot, Amanda, because that's basically what got your ears perked up.
Yeah.
And now anytime you ask about her, because obviously now you got your guard up about a girl that he thinks is hot that he works with, he doesn't want to talk about it.
That is weird.
So first of all, Amanda, you're dating an idiot.
Okay.
That's true.
We're going to find out he's also a cheater. What we're going to do, call him up, offer him a free romantic staycation, and then ask who he wants to put on that reservation.
Okay, I'll be ready.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Chris?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Chris. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel. Glad that I can be speaking with you. I'm calling with some good news. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. So what that means is we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite, accompany that with our honeymoon package. And since I do have you on the line right now, I wanted to confirm some details for your reservation to get you fully set up. Congratulations.
It sounds good, as long as it's real. I mean, I never get calls like this, so, wow.
Okay, yeah, cool. This is 100% real. I just have a few questions like I had mentioned here. Now, with this romantic weekend stay, Chris, you have the option to leave a personalized note for your guest. I have some generic messages in front of me. If you have something personal or specific, I can jot that down right here on our notes.
Can you put in yes? I love you, and I'm really sorry for always complaining about work.
Now, my next question for you, Chris, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I will start with your guest's first name, please.
Her name is Amanda.
Oh, you have to be kidding me. Who told you about it? Who told you about it, Chris?
Wait, Amanda?
Wait.
Chris.
Why is she on the phone?
I think she's going to have to explain that. We do have to let you know you're live on the radio right now. It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Okay. What's going on?
I know you've been cheating on me with Jessica or whoever it is from your job.
Cheating?
And I know somebody told you about this radio show. Who told you? I know you're lying. I know you're lying.
Oh, girl. I never cheated on you. I don't know. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. So why have you been coming home late? Why did you decide to go back to Florida for Christmas instead of staying with me, huh?
This kills me. How is it tough? Listen, you thought he was cheating. He's not. Case closed. You should be happy that he picked your name, Amanda. I don't understand why you're so mad.
No, he just knows about the radio show. He's heard about the Aurora Hotel or whatever, and he's lying.
Chris, do you listen to our show in the morning?
No, I've never heard of you guys before.
Oh, I appreciate that. Wait, that's kind of a... That hurts.
I'm sorry, but I...
To be fair, I think he's still being honest with you right now. I mean, he said your name. The note, I wrote down some of it. I didn't catch up with all the thing, but it was, yes, I love you, and I'm really sorry for, I think it was complaining about work.
Yeah, that
yeah,
makes
right?
sense.
He's been complaining to me about work ever since he called What's-Her-Face hot.
Oh,
okay.
We haven't been talking about anything since then, Chris. No,
I didn't
you know
mean to her.
Just stop it. We're going to talk about this at home, okay?
Now listen, Amanda, here's the thing. This is what makes me mad at the damn show. Everyone will hit us up like, does anybody ever say their partner's name? Is anybody faithful?
That's true.
Chris is being faithful and you're still getting mad, Amanda. I don't even understand. Like, why are you wasting everybody's time?
This is not
because he's lying.
How's he lying?
If I wanted to take someone else, Amanda, I would have said someone else's name.
Which is a valid point, and I just want to throw out there that the counseling services are still an option.
She needs counseling.
Maybe it's something that you can do together, or if you'd like to pursue it individually, that is available to you.
I don't understand what's going on here.
Can you please let me...
Chris, maybe you should pursue some individual counseling.
Maybe you should pursue someone else. I don't understand. He's not cheating on you. You might as well cheat on her at this point.
Oh, my God.
She thinks you're cheating. On a scale of 1 to Jessica, how hot is Jessica?
Oh, my God.
I can't answer that.
Yes, you can. You already told Amanda that she was hot. So on a scale.
Yeah, answer it.
I don't know. A 7?
A 7?
You're a 10, Amanda. I mean, you're...
Stop.
There's no comparing.
Oh, please. Lay it on thick just because you're on the radio, huh?
Don't even.
Talk to me like this at home, Chris.
So on a scale of 1 to Jessica, Amanda's a Jessica?
Oh, my God.
You're terrible.
God.
What?
No. Chris, are you going to listen to the show now or what?
this isn't really the greatest memory, honestly.
So ridiculous.
Well, I say you cheat on her. I mean, she already thinks you're cheating on her.
That is horrible advice, and you should definitely not do that. Clearly, there's some stuff that needs... There's questions in the relationship.
What's Jessica doing tonight? You guys want to go to McFadden's?
Okay. You know what? Go ahead. Say what you want to.
Honestly, I feel like he's lying.
But Amanda, you have the password to my phone. I know you trust me. I mean, come on. You go on my phone. I let you go on my phone.
Jesus.
That's...
There's no reason to doubt
your
me.
iPad, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Okay, there's a lot of specifics here. And to be quite honest with you, Amanda, I just have to be real with you. The thing is he said your name. And he's saying that he's not cheating on you. Everything matched up to be correct. I'm going to go walk into the other room. I'm going to make sure that we get those emailed out to you so you can pursue that. But, girl.
Serious. Amanda, girl. You live off Thomas and what? 19th Ave?
No.
35th?
Dear Lord.
62nd Street?
No, don't answer the question,
Thomas,
girl.
And what?
Nobody needs to know where you live. Just hold on right there. I'm going to go talk to you. Please put them on hold, because, my God.
All right, I'm putting them on hold. No idea. You deal with that. I don't understand. You see what I'm saying? We were talking about this, right?
Yeah, I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for someone to appear to be faithful. But that's the thing. It's an appearance. We really don't know.
He said her name.
I know. And I love that. Even his message about complaining about work, it all fit.
All right, well, I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.